Hello, folks. Welcome to Movie Heads. I'm your host, George, and this is the special edition for the Godfather Coda, The Death of Michael Corleone. We're going to be a little more straightforward on this one here, and it's going to be a lot more cut and dry. So if you hear a cut here, cut there, it's because I'm just trying to get through it for you folks so I don't bore you to death. So Francis Ford Coppola, the new cut of The Godfather Part 3. This one's going to get limited December theatrical releases before it comes out on video on demand. Now, Coppola, he's long wanted another crack at The Godfather Part 3. He's been looking to shorten it in places and strengthen it in others. And he also wanted to change the title. Now, he's been tinkering with that for a while as he recut some different versions of other films, including Cotton Club. But he always said he needed Paramount Pictures' blessing. So today, the studio announced that it will release his new edit and restoration under the title Mario Puzo's The Godfather Coda, The Death of Michael Corleone. That's a long title. But the picture will be given a limited theatrical release in December, marking also the 30th anniversary of the film's release. And then it will be finding its way to digital home entertainment and other platforms. So I can't wait for all this. I'm just so looking forward to it. I can't wait. I just wish it was December already. Man, can't wait. Now, this bit of information might be important to some, and others might not even give a shit about this. But now, what takes place at a restoration of a movie? So, just to quickly go through this, Coppola and his production company, which is called American Zoetrope, what they did was they worked from what's called a 4K scan of the original negative, and this is to undertake a painstaking frame-by-frame restoration of both the new Mario Puzo's Godfather, Coda, The Death of Michael Corleone, and then the original The Godfather Part 3. Now, the president of Paramount Pictures, he has gone to say, quote, Mr. Coppola oversaw every aspect of the restoration while working on the new edit, ensuring that the film not only looks and sounds pristine, but also meets his personal standards and directorial vision, said Andreas Callas, the senior vice president of Paramount Archives, end quote. You know, Francis Ford Coppola, you know, he always felt empathetic that the performance of his daughter Sophia would be vindicated in the new version. You'll recall that he cast his daughter in her screen debut after Winona Ryder dropped out. So, in a quick interview that they did with Francis Ford Coppola, the question was, the first two were hard to measure up to when The Godfather Part 3 was made. Francis Ford Coppola's answer was, I wanted to try that again, and I'll ask Paramount because in a few years there will be a 50th anniversary of the first film. I want to use a title I tried to but wasn't allowed to, one that came from Mario Puzo. And that title was The Godfather Coda, The Death of Michael Corleone. But Coda means epilogue. In other words, you got part one and part two, then the epilogue. So the next question was, why didn't the studio like that? Well, they probably wanted a Godfather 4 and 5. There's a cut I want to make that would be 14 minutes shorter. Usually I go back and make them longer. This would be effective and it makes the ending break your heart. Jim Giannopoulos and the head of the Paramount, an extremely nice man. And so I want to say to them, as if you allow me this, you won't have to pay me. So then the next question is, so why all this looking back? And then Francis Ford Coppola answers, well, all I know is maybe I'm older, maybe I'm more circumspect. I want to show Sophia a new version because she's so beautiful in it and so touching. She wasn't an actress, but she was the real thing, playing that 19-year-old Italian girl in love with her own cousin. Whoa. And Godfather 3, Godfather 3 has the death of Michael Corleone is doubly painful because at the end he doesn't die, but he does worse than die. Loses everything he loves and he lives. There are certain things in life that are worse than death. So the next question, you took some heat because you cast your daughter Sophia, who has become a fine filmmaker in her own right, by the way. Now, was it right to put so much pressure on her when she was untested? Then Francis answered, well, Phil, betrayed by a journalist by the name of Peter Biskind and Tina Brown, I was asked if a journalist could come to the set and report on the movie, but Peter came in with a story already to write because he knew that there was going to be controversy about the fact that I had a cast Sophia. Now, he's the one that came out with the article first that sort of greatly criticized her performance and started that whole trend that I had cast my daughter when Paramount didn't want me to. So next question.
Well, so why did you?
The answer. Well, I was in a tough position on the matter because they wanted me to put an actress in the role that was much more mature. Now, my idea of the character was an 18 or 19 year old who had a crush on her cousin. That's why I cast Winona Ryder, but she didn't say, I can't do it. We kept waiting for her, and she kept stalling and delaying. So I had shot absolutely anything I could without the girl. And only then did Winona tell me she was dropping out. I had no choice but to close down the picture. Now, something that Francis Ford Coppola wanted to make a statement on, this came directly from him. Paramount had all these actresses that were like 27 to 30, and I felt that would destroy what I was trying to do. Sophia didn't want to be an actress. She wanted to be a painter at the time. But every time I had put her in a movie as a little girl, her natural personality always came through for me. I always put my kids in my movies because I always had them around. I always took them out of school to be with us wherever and whenever we went on location. And Sophia, she would always do that for me. And I believe if I do this new cut, that her performance will be very touching as a little 19-year-old girl. And that's one of the things that can be so improved. So he continues on his statement with Francis saying,
I felt that the pilot of Godfather 3 was that they were coming for Michael, but they got her instead. And that came out in the press. Now, they were coming for me, but they chose Sophia. Now, I don't have malice against anyone at this point in my life, but to this day, it upsets me that Peter Biskind was the one who was given access to the set, and he used it to my daughter. I believe that in a new version of The Death of Michael Corleone, Sophia's performance will vindicate her.
So ending on that interview, basically now going into the reviews by some critics. Just really quickly, one critic said, Part 3 gets a lot of hate from all quarters, but I thought it had some stupendous moments. Ever watch a baby bang his head on the corner of a table or something and scream silently in someone's arms for a minute until he or she finally gets their breath and then come out with a howl of anguish that would make a stone gargoyle smile? Well, Mr. Pacino's reaction when his daughter is killed is so perfectly on point for that kind of pain that I will remember the film for that shot. If for nothing else, it was a wail of absolute devastation. And as a father, I resonated with that performance. That said, I'm intrigued to see the new release. It sounds fascinating.
And then another critic said,
now, a key fable was the much written about the compressed timetable that Puzo and Coppola had to work with to make the Christmas deadline in 1990. Now, had they 6 weeks to write a script when they previously had taken 6 months, for unknown reasons, They completely ignored all the previous versions of the script, including a 180-page finished treatment of that very well-made sound and round in the back channels of Hollywood, which in my opinion was quite good.
Now, in that version, the reporter played the girlfriend by Bridget Fonda. Now, she's the main love interest right now. And that was with Michael's son's fight over the grandchildren and control of the family. But that role was diminished, and she was just a reporter with a couple of scenes. So, going back to it.
The studio also required Coppola to keep the movie to a running time of 2 hours and 40 minutes, when the first one had been just shy of 3 hours, and part two had been over 3 hours.
And then the bigger critic, of course, which is Roger Ebert of Siskel and Ebert, his review was,
well, because we know it's so intimately, because its rhythms and values are instantly recognizable to us, a film like The Godfather Part 3 probably works better than it should.
Now, that was Roger Ebert. He wrote in a mostly positive 3.5-star review. If you stand back and look at it rationally, this is a confusing and disjointed film. It is said that Coppola was rewriting it as he went along, and indeed it does lack the confident forward sweep of a film that knows where it's going. So there you go. And it seems that Ebert wasn't wrong, because production on The Godfather Part 3 was fraught from the start, notably because Coppola wasn't initially keen to revisit the franchise. Sorry about that. Now, in an interview from the Berlin Film Festival in 1990, Coppola, he had recalled being approached by Paramount after hearing they had wanted to do a third film. Now, also with a new director, and it was either going to be Sylvester Stallone or John Travolta as stars. Now, it's like when you have an ex-girlfriend, you know, you hear about her and you say, I don't care, but you do care. And he said at that time, I wish they would have just left it alone and let it be finished already and not have to get me all jealous or possessive about it. So in a nutshell, the director, basically now 81, also said he hoped that the new cut would better serve his daughter. So in ending on that, basically it sounds like Coppola is finally ready to settle all family business once and for all.
This just in, folks. We have a fourth film for The Godfather coming soon, very possibly. Coppola stated that the idea of a fourth had been discussed, but Puzo died on July 2nd, 1999, before they had a chance to write the film. Now, earlier, on June 21st, 1999, The Hollywood Reporter had reported that a fourth film was in the works with Garcia in the lead role. Garcia has since been claimed the film's script was nearly produced after Puzo's death, but Coppola decided to not continue the film series. Coppola's portion of the potential sequel, dealing with Corleone family in the early 30s, was eventually expanded into a novel by Ed Falco and released in 2012 as The Family Corleone. The estate of Puzo had sought to keep Paramount Pictures from producing the film based on The Family Corleone. Now resolved, Paramount has gained the rights to make more Godfather films. Hooray! Now, the fourth film was intended to be a prequel and a sequel, but they had discussed a potential script told in a similar narrative as part two, with younger Vito Corleone and Sonny gaining the family's political power during the 30s. And when Vincent Corleone in the 80s, haunted by Mary's death, running the family business through a 10-year destructive war and eventually losing the family's respect and power. Seeing one final scene with Michael Corleone before his death, many actors were announced to play in the film. Robert De Niro, Andy Garcia, and Talia Shire were slated to reprise their roles. and Leonardo DiCaprio was cast as a younger Sonny Corleone, and Robert Duvall was supposed to reprise his role as Tom Hagen.
Well, folks, I have a little announcement to make. The winner of the last contest goes to Brielle, and she got it. Yep, and Brielle, she's my wonderful goddaughter, as well as my niece. And now, I just wanted to say now, that's not the reason why she won, okay? All right, I don't want you guys to think that I just gave it to her because she's related to me. She was actually the quickest and the first person to respond, so hey, this is fair. There you go. You got to be quicker than that. Boom, like that. And to all my other listeners, thank you so much for the support. I really, really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. I look forward to giving you more episodes and making them more and more interesting and fun as I go along. So thank you for sticking it out with me. I appreciate it. So now in closing, thank you so much, folks, for joining me for this special edition of Mario Puzo's The Godfather Coda, The Death of Michael Corleone. And that's it for now. You got the update also, as well as what might be coming soon. Some maybe Godfather 4, possibly. God, I hope so. Anyways, I'll be seeing you on episode 4, folks. Thank you so much. God bless.
I'd like to sign your release. Wait, I'd like to sign off on this. Shut up!
Nephew, from this moment on, call yourself Vincent Corleone.
Don Vincenzo Corleone.